that again. Good morning, children. It's a little better. This morning I'm going to talk a little bit about being faithful in the least. You probably heard a lot about it already, but it's good to be reminded. In Luke 16:10 is a verse I'm going to read. It says, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is also unjust in much." I'm going to have a word of prayer, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Dear Father, we come to you at this time. Thank you, Father, for this day and for all the words that we've heard already. I pray you'd bless this little lesson, Father. I pray that the children could learn something from it, and everybody else as well, and me as well, Father. I pray you just bless the remainder of this day and bless the other ones that are sharing as well, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Who all knows who David was? Everybody knows who David was? He's a king. But David, he didn't start as a king. He was, for a long time, he watched his dad's sheep in the wilderness. He'd go out there and let him eat while he just sat there and watched him, make sure nothing happened to him. And it wasn't, probably, he probably didn't think it was a very important job. He probably thought it was kind of a boring job, and he didn't really like it, probably. But he was faithful, and when danger came to the flock, there was a lion and a bear came. He went and he killed him instead of running away. They weren't even his sheep. He could have just ran away and saved his life, and let the sheep fend for themselves. But he protected the flock, and then after that, he had the opportunity to do something greater. He ended up killing a giant to save Israel, and if he wouldn't have been faithful and just serving God in the wilderness and being close to God there and being faithful there, he wouldn't have been able to kill the giant. And after that, God also called him to be a king. And there's another man we're going to talk about. His name is Nehemiah. Anybody know who Nehemiah is? Nehemiah, he was a cupbearer for King, I forget his name. But a cupbearer, they had to taste whatever the king was going to drink. They had to taste it to make sure there was no poison or anything in it. If it was poison, it would kill the cupbearer and not the king. And that was probably a pretty low-down job. But he had to, taste everything the king was going to drink. And he probably thought of it as a pretty lowly job. But eventually, he heard that the city of Jerusalem was all broken down and the it was all burned up, and he asked the king if he could go rebuild it, and the king allowed him to, and also sent a bunch of soldiers to help him to protect him on the way out there. And if he wouldn't have been a faithful servant and just being cheerful and helping the being a cupbearer, then God probably wouldn't have used him to rebuild Jerusalem. Sometimes also in our lives, we think that what we're doing is just pretty low down, that nobody sees what we're doing. But if we just keep being faithful in the small things, God, he can use us to serve him in big ways too. So just an encouragement to just be faithful in the little things, even when they don't seem like they're very important. So you guys can all go back to your seats.